So what do we do? Why are we here? What's this all about?
I just assume I've died and gone to hell.
is the purpose of this? Oh, and I don't have anything ready. There's not going to be any soundtrack or I don't have any of that ready.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post.
We'll clean it up in post. I'll just give the intro here. Hello and welcome to CT Illuminati. This is your source for... What are we the source of?
Oh, God.
Card trading. Digital card trading and
sure,
all things.
Sure we are.
Yeah. Mm. All things considered.
What's the CT stand for?
That's up for debate.
Yeah, we can ask for people to send us ideas for the name.
We can have ideas for the CT stands for. Yeah. Cephalotrauma.
I don't know.
Okay. I think that works.
Yeah.
I think that's what we'll start covering from now on.
Yep. It could be coronavirus. The T would be... Oh, I don't know.
You mean the Kung Flu?
Yeah, the Kung Flu.
Coronavirus times.
Yeah, the coronavirus times Illuminati. That sounds perfect.
Rolls off the tongue. I'm your host, Tommy. Lefty the Hut in the app, as always. With me is Michael. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good. I'm still in the app. I actually opened it yesterday for the first time this year. So that was good. This decade, for the first time this decade, I opened it. So it was refreshing to get some credits, coins, diamonds. I don't know. I don't know what any of it is anymore.
It's the Roaring Twenties in the app now.
That's right.
As here is always, of course. Brett, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Am I Rhett B in the app? That's my vague recollection.
I mean, you're not in the app, but that's what your fan name is.
My legacy remains.
Does it?
For whatever that's worth. Yeah, no, I'm fine.
I liked when I opened the app the other day. It asked me if there was something I didn't like about the app. Like, what items don't you like about the app? There was like a questionnaire right when I opened it. And so I just said the total redesign of the app is what my response was.
I don't like how it soaked up all of my money so that my kids can't have those operations so they can run and jump and play like the other little kids. Nah, they're fine. They're perfect physical specimens, just like their dad.
It's all genetics anyway. It all just comes down to the winning the genetic lottery, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's me, boy. I'm living large with this genetic jackpot of mine.
Nice.
I'm gonna assume the pun is intended on living large there.
yeah, larger every day.
Oh man, I had a half pound cheeseburger the other day from a local place that was phenomenal. It was amazing.
Was it heaven?
It was heaven. It was like if I could remember what the act of coitus was like. It felt like that probably would be what it was.
Those were good times, weren't they?
Oh, that does sound like a tasty burger.
So I've got this envelope here.
That's actually what I used to call it, was the Royale with cheese.
All right, let's move this thing along. I've got this envelope here. I'm good for like 30 minutes.
Somebody write you a letter?
I'm good for about 30 minutes. On the front of the app, on the front of the envelope, it says TROS. I don't know what that stands for.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, okay. Reddit facts. And the date of 12/15/2019 on this. So this is a sealed envelope here. I have no idea what's in this envelope. So
this is like when Western Union shows up in the 1980s. Doc dropped it off in the Old West.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Old yeah, so info here.
So I guess the setup here is Michael didn't believe any of the pure fact that I was providing regarding the rise of Skywalker.
No, I didn't.
He didn't believe that any of the things that I said were going to happen that I pulled off of Reddit would actually happen.
Yeah.
But they all happened.
So you're saying that everything in this envelope happened.
I knew exactly what was happening in this movie.
Mm.
And I wrote it all down prior to us going into the movie, sealed it up, and here it is. Now, I actually wrote those down earlier than the 15th. I just happened to seal it up.
That's when you sealed it on the 15th.
Yeah. And prior to us going into the theater, if you'll recall, I handed it off to you actually after the fact. But,
right.
I had to go grab it from the car. So let's just check my accuracy. If we can.
And there was some mention of this on Twitter. I don't know if there's an official pool taken or bets were placed as to whether or not this piece of paper would have written on it, from a certain point of view, I am your father.
Right. Oh, I have to actually have to be able to read your handwriting.
That could be a challenge now that I think about it.
Okay. Oh, wow. This is extensive. This is more. There is three pages.
It's like three
of
pages worth
There's
of stuff.
Three pages of notes here.
And I just covered. Look, I just covered probably most of the last act. I didn't even get into all of
now,
it. Just...
It's not by any chance written in a Sith language, is it?
No, it's
okay. Good.
It's Arabesh. It's written in Arabesh.
Okay, good.
So I can read that.
Recently passed law that you can't translate
it what,
or
yeah.
anything. Before we dive in on this, can we do a bit of a kind of a postmortem on at what point did C-3PO become unable to actually he could read it, but unable to say anything he gleans from Sith writing. So is that a New Republic law that they somehow did they patch his software at some point?
Right.
Did that happen? I guess that was something that happened after his wipe at the end of Revenge of the Sith. Where exactly does that come into play?
Well, yeah, because
Anakin didn't program him that way. When he built him?
No.
Well, that we know of.
And how did the New Republic know that even something like Sith writing existed?
Well, the Old Republic wasn't concerned about them. They thought they were long dead and gone.
Well, so, like I say, that we know of. I always just assumed that Anakin built this thing from a kit. Like, he didn't just invent a protocol droid. Obviously, C-3PO is one of many protocol droids. And so I figured
he pieced it together. Yeah.
So it was like he had a comic book magazine. It's like, send in $20 and get a kit to build a robot.
Right. He got that in a Bowflex.
Yes, yeah. And a little pair of X-ray glasses that were just kind of
distorted. Not a Bowflex. That was legit. What was the thing that this is so old school.
It was the Thighmaster.
It was like an isometric thing. It was this you grabbed it by both ends. It was
it just had three springs
long,
in the middle
and
or something.
Squeezed it. You just squeezed it together. But or there were cords on either side you could pull. What the heck was that thing called?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. But I remember the one where you pull it apart. You just pull it apart and hold it pulled apart.
Yeah. Oh yeah. With the loose dangly springs.
Yeah,
it. Yeah. This was different.
Yep.
This was
okay.
Oh man. Anyway. Okay.
So Anakin was probably hoping he'd get some cool kind of droid, but then for 20 credits or whatever he had, like all you get's a protocol droid kit. I mean, what are you going to do with that on a desert planet? But whatever.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
And so it comes with like the basic software. And so maybe that had it in there. Or maybe when Anakin became Darth Vader, he was introduced to the whole world of the Sith and realized, he's like, I better push out a remote software update to this protocol droid that I built when I was a kid to keep it from translating any text he might come across.
Yeah. I think it's hack garbage. It's a bunch of hack garbage.
It did give C-3PO something to do, which he hasn't had for the last two movies, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, look, C-3PO was the best character in the whole show, I thought.
He had the most fun, and I'm glad they gave Anthony Daniels some fun stuff to do that he hadn't been able to do in previous.
I finally laughed at something C-3PO did instead of this is such a drag or whatever happened. Whatever I've mentally blocked out from Attack of the Clones.
Oh yeah, when he's in the factory.
And R2's dragging his head.
Right.
Remember that through the arena floor. He says something like such a drag or
such a drag.
Yeah. Unbelievable that made it through. Anyway, all right.
Is it though? Is that what we can't believe?
Yeah, you make a good point. So what kind of facts do we have from Reddit?
Oh, do we want to put a little spoiler alert, I guess?
Oh, come on. Just anybody who's going to see it.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm just going to hit the high points of things in here. I mean, honestly, I don't know if you can remember what you wrote in here, but honestly, from what I'm seeing, you were pretty far off on a lot of this stuff.
Hey, give me one.
Yeah, Rey damages BB-8 during the training montage.
A tree falls on him. I don't know if you remember that.
That happened.
I don't think that happened. Let's see here.
That happened.
Let's see here. What else is in here? Oh, yeah, Finn wants to tell Rey he likes her. No, you're pretty far off on that. That's not what he wants to tell her.
No, that's exactly what that went on. All this crap in this other garbage about, he was forced.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, number one, you don't put that in the movie at all if you're not going to pay it off, okay? Why was that there?
No.
Which part? Why was which part there?
Oh, and Finn, when they're being sucked into the quicksand, and he says, right. Rey, there's something I want to tell you, and then they're sucked into quicksand that
had that in.
I don't know if you remember that quicksand had a tunnel under it. So was the quicksand was it suspended in air? Like what was keeping
it? It was above a pocket of air. Right. Yeah. It somehow was formed a natural arch of gelatinous quicksand material. Over this pocket of air.
Sure. Okie dokie.
Let's see here.
Quicksand. Hey, there was quicksand in a Star Wars movie. You realize that?
That's fine. I have no problem. There's a lot of desert in Star Wars, so you're bound to run into some quicksand at some point.
A lot of desert.
It's three pages. Most of them are blank. I mean, that was the only thing you wrote.
Oh my gosh.
There wasn't anything else in here that I can see.
Here we go.
Let's see. It opens with Kylo searching for the Wayfinder.
Yeah.
Okay. Red Nebula on the way to Exegol. Let's see. Meets Palpatine. Palpatine says he made Snoke.
Palpatine. Hey, as we go here, let me ask a couple of questions just to make sure I understand the movie that I saw. So there was a jar of additional Snokes there.
Yeah.
Why are we still making those?
Well, I mean, he's got all. There's, you know, Palpatine is a wise being and always wants to have contingency plans. He might have needed to. I mean, we don't know. He might have needed to throw a Snoke out there again.
Okay.
All right. Well, because he had the Death Star, too. Presumably, he started construction on the second Death Star.
Snoke, too.
Snoke, too.
He was 40% taller than the original Snoke.
Yeah.
Now, So, Snoke was... So, with Snoke... He says that he was always the voice in his head, and, of course, that was including Snoke. Now, was
also
that...
Vader.
But at least that was a memory, right? I mean, that was a, you know, from beyond the grave. But Snoke is actually verbally speaking directly to him. Now, was that Palpatine through the vessel of Snoke, or was that?
Oh yeah, Yeah, that's
Snoke on his own.
No, that's Palpatine through Snoke. Because Snoke's right. more just like a think a puppet. So, like, you know, Palpatine's a marionette.
So he created this dilapidated, half decayed
that's right.
corpse of a man.
Yeah, there was a time crunch. There was a time crunch. He had to get Snoke out there quickly. There was a time crunch. He couldn't make a perfect joke. The science is not like perfected yet.
So did Palpatine want to kill Rey? Because Snoke intended to kill Rey, right?
Well, I think that the intention was there, but it was all so Kylo would be forced to react by killing Snoke.
Well, there was a lot of
that's some 4D chess right there.
Sure did depend on a lot of things he wasn't sure about.
Yeah,
I guess it's a good thing that Kylo turned around on that.
Oh no, Palpatine knew he would.
But then also Palpatine himself directly told Kylo to go kill her. So did he want her? And then,
well, that's when he found out that she wasn't gonna
bit, but then he says, if you kill me, I will simply inhabit your body. I mean, if I'm thinking back to how that movie ended, how did that work out? Now Rey did indeed kill him, right?
Well, yeah, but she was way more powerful than even Palpatine could know.
Oh, of course she was.
She was way
of course she was.
She was way more powerful than even Palpatine anticipated. I mean, she could
barely hold her own with one lightsaber holding that lightning back, but
yeah.
Increase the number of lightsabers holding the lightning back by exactly 100%.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that in here. I think you mentioned the double lightsaber.
I bet I do. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, Palpatine was able to foresee a lot of things. He was able to foresee that Kylo would slice Snoke in half instead of killing his granddaughter. And he was able to know that by sending Kylo to go kill Rey, that Kylo would have a change of heart and they would both return as a dyad, making themselves available. And then,
but he didn't know they were a dyad until they got there.
that he led on.
Also, nobody else knew that they were a dyad until halfway into that script.
No, of course not. Yeah,
dyad's a cool word though. That's a really cool
word.
Sure,
it is. I guess it's dyad.
Yeah.
But the one thing Palpatine was not able to foresee was that if Rey used two lightsabers, it would melt him like in the Indiana Jones movie. That was the only thing he was unable to foresee, unfortunately for him.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Everything else he knew several moves in advance.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah. It's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of 4D chess going on. Let's see here.
The 3D, I guess.
3D. Yeah, they just have 3D chess. Yeah.
There's one of these words that you wrote that's in several that I'm having a hard time reading your handwriting, so you'll have to help me out with this. Poe and Finn think somebody cheats at the holo chess.
Chewy.
Yeah, your H is really interesting.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't imagine what that looks like.
Yeah, your H is... okay, yeah, uh-huh. All right, yeah, that happened. Let's see, Rey... Damn, we talked about that one. Light speed skipping, which I thought was pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Breaks the world again, but whatever. We don't care about our own universe rules.
No.
What happened to not being able to jump out of the gravity well of a planet? What happened to that? What happened to that, Star Wars? Also, remember when it was a really big deal that one single ship in all the galaxy was able to track another ship through hyperspace? It was the Supremacy. Remember how it was destroyed? And now, TIE fighters follow the Falcon through hyperspace.
Yeah, that's... Well, yeah, I mean,
these are new TIE fighters. This is like the new TIE fighters, though.
We'll come back around to
the difference between the new and the old TIE fighter a little bit later.
Oh, we will? I don't know if I see that in here. Let's see. Let's see. The Final Order. That's what he called it. That's what Palpatine called it.
I'm just glad we dodged the Execute Order 67.
That would have been more awesome. That would have been more awesome, though, if he had done that. I think this says Hux is the informant, and he's killed by Pride. You got that right. Or, I'm sorry, yeah. Reddit got that right. Ray heals a worm. Yeah, that's that unfortunately happened. Chewie was captured. Yep, that's a safe bet, Reddit. Safe bet. C-3PO is wiped so he can translate. I think you put dumb dagger, but that's just your personal thoughts on the dagger. So it's, I don't think Reddit probably would have called it a dumb dagger. They probably would have been more professional than that.
Yeah, depends on the subreddit, but yeah.
The dagger was the same dagger that killed Rey's parents. Did we see that? I think we saw that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we saw that. We sure did. Yeah.
Rey fights Rey.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how this is a post. Deformed Palpatine that had to impregnate someone with his Sith seed.
Yeah,
I guess there's somebody out there for everybody, right?
It's that Psy chick, right? The bald headed chick.
That bald headed girl from the prequels. I hope so.
Yeah, it was her.
I hope so.
It was her. That's what I think. But they certainly made beautiful children. Or, you know, I guess it was.
It was a nice looking couple.
Nice looking. It was the dad. The dad, but we don't know the lineage of the mom, of course, but the dad was there. Let's see. Because it was his son, right? It wasn't the daughter. His daughter, right?
Do you think he was disappointed in his son? He's like, all right, this is it. I equate it to a
Dr. Evil and Scott thing. So, you know, Scott was a big disappointment to Dr. Evil because Scott didn't want to be evil like him. Scott just wanted to hang out and play video games. Not interested in the family business. So, yeah, you're right. It probably was really disappointing. But all part of the plan. Let's see here.
Of course.
We talked Rey fighting Rey. We saw a bit of that.
Which was a stupid scene, just so we could dump that in the trailer.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's a Star Wars trope.
Oh, JJ's mystery box.
Yeah.
It is a Star Wars trope, but it's usually one that's reserved. It's usually not something that you just put in the trailer when the Jedi confronts the potential outcome.
Remember when Evil Rey went a little golem on.
Yeah, she had the teeth
on her there with the teeth.
Those teeth were vicious.
That's super sensible right there.
That's super evil. Let's see. Kylo is distracted by Leia during the big fight scene, which gives Rey the opportunity to stab him. And she does take that opportunity.
She does indeed.
And then Rey.
Yeah, even though Kylo had been kind of pulling his swings that whole fight.
Yeah.
As soon as she gets an opening, she's like,
right through the gut.
She is a Palpatine. Yep. I mean, what do we expect?
Qui-Gon.
She's a Palpatine. What do we expect? I mean, they're always going to go for the low blow.
That's true.
Let's see. Rey then heals him like she did that worm.
Yeah.
And
she sure did.
Found it interesting that they specifically released that episode of The Mandalorian showing Yoda healing someone. So they could prepare the audience that that's a thing that Jedi can all of a sudden do. Which I guess we kind of had read about that somewhere. It was in some book somewhere, I think, maybe. I don't know that for sure.
The books.
This wasn't a DK. Now, I'm not talking about DK. I'm talking about one of the novels or something, you know. But I know you still feel the same
way. Not the books that Rey saved from burning.
Not those books.
That seems like Luke wrote?
Those were pre...
He was taking notes in there?
Those were pre... Well, like he might have been putting some notes
in there. He wrote them like 10 years ago. The one she had.
Well, yeah, that might have just been his personal diary or his personal notebook or something. I mean, to go along with the other Journal of the Wills. I mean,
he and Lando Calrissian were out gallivanting across the galaxy.
Yeah, we learn about that in the DK books. They make sure in the visual guide mentions that that they're gallivanting around. Let's see, what else do we have here? I mean, this is great.
Anything been wrong yet? No.
No, there's been a couple that are a little off, but
a couple, really.
Mm-hmm. Rey is Palpatine's granddaughter. Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, well, we didn't before the movie came out.
I don't remember the Empress Palpatine thing. I don't know if they said that.
Yeah, she saw herself on the
Yeah,
the
but they
I
didn't
think he
utter...
may have even said it. Did he even say Empress Palpatine
I don't
at some
think,
point?
I don't think he did. That would be a bit much.
I feel like he did. I feel like he said that.
Palpatine does some lightning storms. I mean, Reddit, that's lazy. Of course he does some lightning storms. I mean, what, you know, come on. Rey hears voices. Oh,
remember
that's
when, wait a minute. Hey, remember when
big revelation
had,
there
he did a lightning storm that basically disabled the entirety of the Rebel fleet. But then when he used it on Rey, it was just like tiny lightning. Like he just used tiny lightning on her.
Right.
He went from big lightning to tiny lightning, so she was able to handle it.
Yeah.
He's able to focus it.
Yeah, exactly.
Focus it down.
It was a wide enough bolt of lightning that, like, screwed up the whole fleet. But then, tiny lightsaber. Just one little lightsaber. That's all I need here. Like, this Sith lightning has got to be the most ineffective garbage ever. You just block. It's easier to block than a blaster bolt.
Just sort of absorbs it. It's absorbent.
Yeah, it's very absorbent.
Yeah.
I guess
he held back on her a little bit because he was hoping that he was still keen to use her as a vessel.
As a vessel.
Yeah.
And then she pulled out that second lightsaber and he got all overexcited.
And then she killed him just like he asked. Also, if it's me, you ever grabbed something that shocks you, something that's electric, maybe like an electric fence or something you didn't know was electrified, and you kind of yank back and you're like, "Whoa, yikes!"
Yeah, yeah.
You stop doing whatever, okay?
Yeah.
So when you're shooting lightning at something and it's bouncing back onto your face, like, wouldn't you just stop? Like, whoa, let me stop that before I disintegrate myself.
Well, sometimes it's an involuntary response. If the shock is strong enough, if you grab onto an electric fence with a strong enough of a current, it will cause your muscles
kind of clench it, like a tape,
lock
like
up
get tased, everything locks up. Yeah.
Yeah. People. Well,
maybe
people
that's
have died hanging on. So yeah, with the fence
it.
With the low voltage, when he was doing his one, like when he melted his face the first time, he wasn't using his full beam. And so he just was like, well, this will be a good aesthetic. This will suit my new persona.
Yeah, right.
And so, but then with Rey, it was just he had a little bit of that paralysis set in there.
Do we feel like this death is a more definitive one than the part where he was thrown down a basically bottomless reactor pit that then exploded in some sort of bizarro reactor smoke, and then the very station he was on exploded into trillions of tiny specks in the vacuum of space? Or do we feel like this time it took?
It might be more. Well, I think the only thing we could say for sure is that no one's ever really gone.
Oh my God.
No, the melting, that's when you know someone's gone, when their face melts off. That's the indicator when you know.
So now we can safely
now
say,
we can
now
say,
that his face has melted off.
Yeah, that's.
I think that line was cut for length. I think that was the second half of that line. No one's ever really gone until you see their face melt off. Yeah. That just
when they had to keep it under 2.5 hours.
That's right.
That's right.
Rey hears voices. That's a lazy Reddit thing there. Of course she does.
How did all those Jedi who died, some of them before Qui-Gon discovered how to communicate from beyond, now how did they figure it out?
Oh, well, you're always learning, even in the afterlife. You're always learning.
But not before the Jedi that we met in the prequels. None of the prior ones then learned it in death before any of that. Only the ones since we entered the story. Is that fair?
Well, I mean, I don't think it would have been as impactful to the audience if it would have been right. A bunch of Jedi we didn't know.
Oh, because Luminara Unduli was high on everybody's list.
She's very
Jedi
important.
We cared about and wanted to hear from in death.
Yeah, all those Clone Wars fans. Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course. She's very popular. Now, I don't think that Reddit probably wrote it this way, so I'm guessing this is an embellishment on your part. Ben gets yeeted into a pit.
He did. He got yeeted right off a cliff.
He got
yeeted.
In the original cut, never to be seen again.
Oh. Yeah, I'd read that someplace outside of Reddit because I don't usually go on Reddit, but and he said "ow." That was
the very last word
of
Kylo Ren, Ben Skywalker in the Skywalker saga.
Mm-hmm.
The last remaining living Skywalker. His last dialogue was "ow." And then he didn't speak again for the last 20 minutes of the movie.
Well, yeah, because he's very emotive with his face. He doesn't need to speak. You can get what he's trying to say just by his face.
No, we had to make way for the bestest girl ever, Rey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is her story.
Oh, well, that's so weird. I thought it was the Skywalker saga.
She is a Skywalker.
Oh, wait a minute. Is she now?
Yeah, she took that name. She's a Skywalker. Oh, okay. We'll get to that here.
So am I then. If it's that easy.
It is that easy. Your lineage does not necessarily dictate who you are.
So let's go through all the Skywalkers she ever knew. Let's see. She knows about Anakin, Darth Vader, who slaughtered children and untold billions throughout the galaxy.
Right.
And then Luke, who basically failed her in every conceivable way. And then, of course, Kylo Ren, who blew up a handful of planets, absolute tyranny throughout the galaxy. Maybe Solo. Can she pick Solo? All right. Well, who did she know? Han Solo. His son killed him. He knew him for about a day and a half. So not really a familial connection there. At least Leia spoke to her, right? And trained her a little bit.
Yeah, they did a little training.
She respected her. Okay, so yeah, she was sort of a Skywalker, but she didn't identify that way. Leia didn't identify that way. She never saw the redemption of Anakin Skywalker. She didn't have that connection that Luke had to him. She's an Organa. So why didn't she take that last name? A last name that actually might mean something to her.
Well, then what do you do with the title of the movie?
Well, you just come up with something else.
Yeah, you can't say Rise of Organa. That'd be lame.
I mean, everybody likes Leia, but nobody wants the movie to be named.
I know, for
Organa.
Real. Be lame. Well, let's continue here. I've got, something else to be doing, so let's continue this.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Are we cutting into your you're busy Saturday night?
Rey uses two sabers to kill Palpatine and then he dies. Sure. Whatever. I mean, she doesn't like slice him with the two sabers. It's sort
no,
of just like
doesn't.
A
But it's, I mean, maybe that was the key.
It's like a parry.
Maybe that was part of the whatever Sith alchemy he whipped together to inhabit her body. It was dependent on her cutting him down.
He does like that. He does like to goad people into striking him down.
He does.
Never works.
Never works.
Unless it does work. He's been killed twice now. And
It's common in
but
the
he wasn't
Star
struck
Wars.
Down necessarily.
No, he never was struck
not
down.
Not in anger.
Thrown.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the difference? You're like, you know what? No, I didn't kill him in anger. I thought it was funny. I mean, is that what's the difference? How do you? what other under what other conditions did you murder someone?
Well, I mean, that's our legal system.
I did it for fun. No, I wasn't mad at him. I did it for fun.
Exactly. Like you have different degree. Even our legal system takes great pains to determine motive.
That's
when
right.
Assigning.
That's
a,
right.
Well, I'm glad Sith magic can tell the difference.
They can, obviously
in motive.
Well, yeah, we're out of order here on some of this stuff, so I'll just say Palpatine sucks the life force from Ben and Rey. He does that for a minute. Yep.
Gives him a little manicure, mani-pedi.
Okay, now here's one thing that I don't think was ever spelled out per se. At least I don't recall it being spelled out. Palpatine survived Return of the Jedi through a wormhole.
Well, that was a cut that didn't make it.
I mean,
there was an explanation given early.
Yeah.
They cut.
Well, no, I could see that because there is some of that, some weird world between worlds stuff in Star Wars Rebels.
Oh, that's in the cartoon.
That they could. Count. It's an animated series. It's not a. It's very well done. Very well done. Let me see. I don't want to go out of order. Rey sends her saber through the force to Ben. Yeah, that's good.
That's not good. It happened.
No, that was great.
But it's not good at all.
I liked that.
No, it's an abomination.
I mean,
it was completely established by earlier actions in that film. I mean, not anywhere else in the entire.
Well, in The Last Jedi, during one of their force Skypes, you know, his hand got wet because it was raining on Octo or whatever, and he got a little water on his black glove from the deck of the Supremacy. So I guess that was set up there a little bit, but still, it's dumb. That whole deal is dumb.
I mean, JJ was just trying to follow the thread that Ryan set up there. I mean.
And also, we learned in The Last Jedi that Snoke was the one who was doing that connection for them. They couldn't do it for themselves, but I guess they did.
Well, and in The Rise of Skywalker, we learned that it was really Palpatine the whole time.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter if the Snoke had died, because Palpatine could continue to facilitate it if he chose.
Yeah.
And apparently he chose to allow them to pass that weapon to Ben so that he could kill the... Nice.
Right. Oh, sure. Yeah. No.
Well, he needed them there to force dyad them.
So. Well, he didn't know it at the time, but okay.
No, he always knew. He knew everything. Let's see. Ben heals her and then dies, but they kiss right before he dies.
Yeah. That happened. I don't know. If
I loved that kiss, by the way. I thought.
Oh my gosh! Unbelievable.
Oh, I love. I was. I was all in on that kiss.
Insulting.
That was great.
Michael, you've definitely been the biggest Raylo shipper in the podcast here.
I'm a like Ray-Ben. Ray-Ben. I'm not a. Ray Lowe,
okay,
Ray Ben. Ray Ben. Okay, yellow lightsaber. Was it yellow? I guess it was yellow.
Yep.
Yeah, it was yellow.
Golden, yellow, whatever.
Yellow, yeah. Golden shower, yeah. Let's see.
No, that's a different one.
And then, yeah, we mentioned the Rey Skywalker thing. And then, let's see, we've got a couple that I skipped over. Epstein
didn't kill himself. Identified as Solo.
Yep.
Because she was alone. She was by herself.
Which one was that you got there, Michael?
Epstein didn't kill himself.
That's the answer.
We've got that written down.
I don't know
if
you remember that from the movie.
That was in Reddit, obviously. They have that all over Reddit, so...
I don't think it matters which subreddit either.
No, that's just also a fact.
So yeah, that's about all of it.
Yeah, knew all that weeks ahead of time. Because Reddit is a bastion of truth. It's one of our last bastions of truth.
Yeah, I've never been on Reddit before.
The point is, it leaked. You know why it leaked? Because there were test screenings that they denied.
No, there was no test screenings.
Oh, yeah. No, they were very limited. They weren't general access, like you're walking through the Venetian shopping plaza in Vegas, and they're like, hey, for $50, come watch this movie. It wasn't those kind of screenings. It was a select, but it leaked. It happened, and people didn't like it. They didn't like the direction of the movie. And this version that we got is the best cut they could get. And it's horrible. It's terrible.
So it's interesting. I mean, you consistently don't like either film, like The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker.
And nor do I retroactively like The Force Awakens.
Well, that's not true.
I think you like it.
I think you like it. So, but it's funny because what seems to have happened is those that stand so hard for The Last Jedi and are like ride or die Ryan feel like they have to say that they don't like The Rise of Skywalker.
Right, yeah, well, because it basically got ignored. Well, yeah. The problem with this trilogy, it's not a trilogy. It's three trilogies. Those movies are so disconnected. Well, right, yeah, that's the... Like, they're each one totally separate from the other.
Mm.
There's no connective tissue, and it's awful. It's just awful.
Well, I think that there's some connective tissue between The Force Awakens and The Rise of Skywalker. I mean,
nope.
There's a little bit. Nope. They're both JJ. I mean, he had to acknowledge some JJ. Of the things.
Go together better, yeah.
He had to acknowledge, like Rose, he had to acknowledge that she actually existed, even though she didn't.
Oh, she had to study. She had to study. She's busy. She's too busy to help. I have to study.
Well, right. I mean, it was important.
Hey, remember when... After the lightsaber fight, Rey kills Kylo and then or wounds him, and then he's back to normal, and he talks to Ghost Han.
And no, it's not Ghost Han.
Memory Han. Just a memory. Whatever. Memory.
Leia conjured.
She was dead at that time.
On memory.
She was dead then.
She was already dead.
So Kylo talked himself into it then?
Talked himself into anyway. What? Wait, I missed. So,
talked himself into what?
Well, I mean, Han Solo wasn't talking to him. That was a memory.
Right. It was
his imagination. So,
right. I mean, he knew what was right. I mean, don't we often know what the right thing to do is? And takes a while to get to that point.
Is to not watch this movie ever again. all right. So he remember Rey stole his tie. Tie. What was it? A tie Spider. Whisper.
Yeah, yeah. He found another
whisper,
one.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he found another one.
All right, so let's talk about that ship for a second.
Uh-huh.
If you remember when he tried to run her over on Passana, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
In that fighter, TIE fighter. Now, if she hadn't done the backflip, wouldn't he have killed her, right? But he didn't want to kill her? Like, was he not? Was he trying to turn her? Did he not want to kill her? So, all right. So there's that.
Well,
so
if he wanted to kill her, he would have. He was flying a TIE fighter. Like, if he wanted to kill her, he would have fired a laser at her.
Oh, well, what if she hadn't done a backflip and jumped? What if she hadn't done a backflip? He would just want to run over her.
I don't think he knew her well enough.
I think he knew. I mean, I think it was all. It was just like a game of chicken. It was all in good fun. He would have swerved at the last minute.
She does her backflip, cuts the wing off, and the thing rolls mm-hmm. for like 3 miles and explodes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he walks out.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Unscathed.
Then he gets back to to whatever ship somehow. And then he's got a new TIE Whisper. All right?
Yes.
Now, he had a Wayfinder in the TIE Whisper at the beginning of the movie.
Uh-huh.
I think it's... And then that TIE was destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then his new TIE that Rey steals has the Wayfinder in it.
Of course.
Yeah, because he had it with him on his person.
Yeah.
And then he just switched it to the new TIE.
When he left the burning cockpit of
he
the
slipped it out, put it in his pocket.
Yeah, you don't just leave a Wayfinder.
I mean, he's not...
Hey, I'll let you have that one.
Okay. He's not going to show Rey the contents of his pockets as he walks
I'll tell you what. I'll give you that one. Plausible explanation.
I mean, so if that cockpit is secure enough that he's not burnt to a crisp, then...
So how does he get
uh-huh.
from Keth Beer
yeah.
the wreckage of the Death Star 2
uh-huh, uh-huh.
to Exegol? Does anybody remember why he flew there?
Jonna had an X... an X-Whisper or whatever crap you called it.
Nope.
A tie nope. Whisper or whatever.
It was a plain old school.
No, because he needed a new one to jump.
Oh, we
be
saw
able
it.
To jump.
He landed. We saw it. We saw it land.
Did we see it? It was a new.
Yep.
We saw almost every landing. Yeah, saw almost every single ship that ever landed.
So
we,
he took a so a couple of things. Imperial TIE fighters didn't have hyperdrive.
Well, right. But what I'm saying is that
and
was
what,
one that
know,
maybe
he
maybe they
he
added
didn't have
one.
A wayfinder. He didn't have a wayfinder.
Well, he so remembered how to get there at that
point.
He'd
been there before.
Once you find it, once you find it one time, I mean, it's like you don't use your GPS to go.
You don't remember. It's not like a turn left here.
You use the GPS a couple times and then
then you remember.
It's
the same concept.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, I don't use the GPS every time I drive to Texas. Now I know how to get there. It's the same concept.
But if you had if the roads were ever changing and were this violent gaseous maze, why would you not just come from the other direction to Exegol? Why don't we try that?
Well, maybe it's impossible
he did
to do that.
Maybe that's how he got there.
Well, like, maybe that's what maybe only the Sith the took the gaseous way. Because I'm sure if you have the acolytes there and the full crew for a numberless fleet of these oversized Star Destroyers, then
the old
they're probably
the click
taking
and drag,
way.
The old drag from the corner, right. Make them 50% bigger.
That's right. Yeah, it's like when you go to Disney World. Like when you go to Disney World, you drive up and you go over this little crest just perfectly over the hill so that you see it before you, and then there's the gate. Sometimes it's so, sometimes you get out of your car, take a picture of the gate. It's so picturesque. Well, so the Sith had this secret way to get there. Like this, that was their, this is the cool way to get to Exegol. And then you park your ship and then you walk and this thing lowers down. Well, all the acolytes weren't using that main elevator there. So they're all the cast members. So they've got this back way, which is like by a bunch of trailers.
That's good.
You've got the backstage entrance.
Backstage entrance, yeah.
And so they would just, there's just a big parking lot.
Like staff parking. They use staff parking.
They use staff parking.
Right.
And so they don't need to wait for
it. And heck, they might even have like a monorail they take in. I mean, it could be just like a group monorail. They're all just with their lunch pails and they just.
Why was it that the Star Destroyers could not go up? What was the limitation that prevented them from being able to simply go in the direction that the ground was not to leave Exegol? Remember how they couldn't.
About why Palpatine needed to raise them up out of the?
Well, no, I'm talking about why were they not why did they need a tower?
To navigate.
To navigate them
If you need a wayfinder to get there, it's because of this cloud of.
Yeah.
There's the cloud. Reddit even talked about the cloud.
This cloud. You're going to need a reverse wayfinder
to get out
of there.
They couldn't escape the planet.
No, because there's all that gas everywhere.
But all they have to do is go up. Like all you have to do is go up. Like, don't go toward the ground, go the other way. Like, look out the window and be like, hey, wait, whoa, no, go the other way. The ground is getting closer. Go the other direction.
Yeah, but Rhett, there was
the other way.
But they didn't have a tower.
And so we see the tower that we're flying toward with our spaceship that has guns on it. And we're like, we have to go land over there and disable the tower. Why couldn't we shoot the tower?
Oh, it's shielded.
Why couldn't
I'm
we
sure
shoot
it was shielded.
Oh, yeah. But no, because we can't turn our shields on in the atmosphere suddenly.
I'm sure there's reason.
There's
and
a reason.
Sure
there's
there
a valid
is.
Reason.
I'm sure there must be.
I mean, we can.
Remember that time in Star Wars?
I'll DM
when
Chris
when they
Terrio.
Ran space horses on top of a Star Destroyer.
Well, yeah, but there was an explanation for that, though.
Oh, so they could avoid the speeder
detection.
Inhibitors or whatever that would.
Yes, there was a detection.
I think it's just a good thing I think it's a good thing that Star Destroyer was 50% larger than than the previous Imperial Star Destroyer of that class, so that they had room to do all of this on the deck of it.
Hey, what if the guy in, like, the crew of that Star Destroyer had said, hey, what if we tilted the ship 45 degrees or 90 degrees? It just let these folks fall
slide
off.
On off. Yeah.
Oh, well, the horses. No, no, no. The horse's hooves.
Put an end to this.
The horse's hooves had magnetic.
Oh, where, did they?
Yeah.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I DM'd Chris Terrio, and he informed me that that's how he wrote the script.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Chris Terrio, huh?
I'm sorry. No, that's my fault.
Who gave you Batman v. Superman.
My fault. I'm supposed to, you have to say Academy Award winner, Chris Terrio. I've been informed. I forgot I have to say Academy Award.
Oh, we just got checked on that. Okay.
Academy Award winner, Chris Terrio.
Chris Terrio.
Well, that's how I preface my criticisms of Catwoman. Academy Award winner Barry as Catwoman.
Hey, remember the other Academy Award winning screenwriter that they had working on Force Awakens? They fired him. Remember that?
Toy Story guy,
Michael Arndt. Yeah, remember the guy? He got fired.
Yeah, I assume Kathleen Kennedy. The words were too big for her, or something.
She's having a good track record.
So I believe, from a writing standpoint, that The Rise of Skywalker is objectively terrible. Like, I don't think there can be any argument that it's one of the most poorly written movies anyone has ever released. I think it absolutely represents the death of screenwriting.
I don't know. I've seen some.
That if this schlock
I've seen a lot of movies.
And multiple people who make millions of dollars annually can sign off on it as, yep, thumbs up. Then that is the end of entertainment as we know
I've
it.
I've seen some Alan Smithy films that are pretty bad. I mean,
they're not this bad. Like, it is.
It's embarrassing.
I am embarrassed to let people now know that I am a Star Wars fan because this movie is atrocious.
Oh.
It's laughable.
I didn't know.
Do you feel like it was possible to have been any better?
I think it was written into a pretty terrible corner. Most of which, however, was totally ignored anyway. So then, you can barely use that as an excuse. But yeah, I think it got off on a bad foot with The Force Awakens, and that's in hindsight, because at the time, like, I could subconsciously, I was aware that there were some weird problems here, especially with the whole Starkiller base and
they
some
had
of the
Larry
physics
Kasdan
and that
working
kind of
on that, man.
But I enjoyed it. I was glad to see Star Wars. I was hopeful for what was going to happen. But what put us down the wrong road was the Rey, an overdependence on Rey and new characters, leaving Luke completely out of it, denying us, you know, so much of that, killing off the legacy characters the way they started to do. The world building was terrible. The First Order, no one understands the relationship between the First Order, the Republic, and the Resistance. Like, what are we resisting? Is this a fly by night? This First Order thing, is this some fly by night operation that the that barely even bothered the Republic, or is
if you read any of the books, I mean, it's all.
I would never subject myself to that. I would instead, I'll just go drop myself on a bicycle seat as hard as I can from about 30 feet high repeatedly. Bruise my own testicles to the point that I can barely walk before I would read one word of that garbage.
Well, and to be fair, Michael, for you having read some of these books, isn't anything they established world building wise as far as the First Order completely out the window anyway, as soon as the movie says that Palpatine was pulling the strings the whole time?
Well, no, I mean, they don't. They allude to the fact that Palpatine had a master plan all along in the books. I mean, they allude to all that. I mean, that's all. There's this is was all set up. It was
no, no, it was not set
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it was. It was set up.
Just No.
In the Wendig books, they allude to all that. They allude to a master plan in the Wendig books. This was all set up.
You mean the one fired in disgrace?
No, he wasn't fired. He chose to leave. He was fired from a comic book.
That's why
he was fired from a comic book.
Her grandkids too. No. I chose to leave.
I mean,
she moves next door to Jack Claff in a gutter.
I've heard that we're going to get some type of announcement in February that she's stepping down.
Yeah.
From Star Wars only, though. She's still going to be in her position of at Lucasfilm. She will still be in her position, but she's going to be working on other projects not related to Star Wars.
I'm reasonably confident that I said by the end of February, weeks, maybe months ago.
You said
she would be gone.
No, you said that she would be gone from the company altogether. She's not going to be gone from the company.
She will be gone from the company.
She'll be gone.
No,
she's not going to.
No.
No, they're going to let her keep her producer credit on Indiana Jones, which is
Willow.
No, there's no chance.
Probably won't happen.
Horrifically terrible.
What about Willow?
Willow. She won't be. Her name will not be on Willow.
They don't need her name on Willow. I mean, they might have her like as executive producer or something, but that's a...
No, she won't even be that by then.
Ron Howard's going to executive produce that with the Jake Kasdan or whichever Kasdan, the other Kasdan.
Maybe we're going to get an X-Wing Flight Simulator 2020 from LucasArts, and it'll have a... It'll have the little MIDI Star Wars music. And then Kathleen Kennedy's name will be on that. Maybe she'll be LucasArts.
There's other projects that Lucasfilm was working on that aren't even related to anything Indiana Jones.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, no, I heard Red Tails 2 was in the works.
Well, if you knew how that story ended, there was not a second.
She's going to be put in a special division heading up...
Yeah.
Holiday specials.
The holiday specials.
The Radioland Murders 2. Is that
Oh, man,
happen?
I would watch that in a heartbeat. I love me some Radioland Murders. That's some good.
Is there going to be
Lucas
even more
right
American Graffiti?
Oh, even more American Graffiti.
Oh, man, did he sell that? I wonder if
that's a good question.
That's not part of the deal, is it?
Sold all of it. It's all...
No, that predates. No,
that was
predates Lucasfilm.
I think that predated Lucasfilm.
He made that for Zoetrope or somebody, right?
Oh, so he could do THX 1139. He could do that. He could come back.
I mean, we can agree, though, that Star Wars is dead and gone, and
no.
We shouldn't even talk about it anymore, right?
No,
I mean,
No. The future is bright. The future is bright.
It's awful.
Yeah. No,
it's awful.
The future's bright. They've got...
JJ has destroyed two beloved franchises now. Because, hey, Star Trek ain't doing too good either.
That's just your opinion. Rise of Skywalker made over $1 billion worldwide. Come on. It's a hit. It's a hit.
What made more? Last Jedi or
Last Jedi Skywalker? Made more.
Last Jedi.
And Force Awakens, nobody will ever touch that. That's like $2 billion worldwide.
We can get
no, Avatar
Force
2
Awakens
will destroy it.
Avatar 2. Avatar 2. James Cameron sure thinks so.
Yeah. He's not worried about it.
No, Star Wars
they're gonna re-release Avatar.
Star Wars is actually in a better place now than it was in
1990.
Than before the prequel. Before the sequel trilogy began. It's in a better because now they can do whatever they want to.
That's what we say.
They've
about
gotten rid of the Skywalkers are gone.
It's probably from a merchandising standpoint, probably making 1/20th what it was making before the sequels.
Well, no,
that sounds like what you say when somebody's grandmother gets sick and passes on.
She's in a better place now.
Luckily, they've got Baby Yoda. They're making some money.
He's on a farm. The puppy lives happily on a farm now.
The Baby Yoda thing has saved the merchandising. They're not worried about the merchandising. They're going to make so much money on Baby Yoda. It's ridiculous. So
yeah, you're probably right there. Yeah,
but no, I think that because they're in a place now where they don't have to rely on the Skywalker name, they can really.
I mean, until somebody else decides, you know what? I'm a Skywalker now. right back in the thick of it.
My favorite meme was the old lady looking shocked that her last name was Skywalker and just being appalled because the last Skywalker that she knew fled after the aunt and uncle were burned to a crisp.
Yeah. Do you think that's where Luke wants his legacy left, by the way? on that rat hole of a planet where he was basically trapped for 20 years? Or Leia, who never was... She did set foot there. She was a sex slave for Jabba the Hutt.
Right.
That's her connection to Tatooine. Let's take her legacy and leave it there. Fantastic idea, Ray.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, Ray's lucky that that old lady didn't immediately try and contact the authorities. Because, I mean, for all she knows, Skywalker's the one that burned the aunt and uncle to a crisp.
Well, I'm sure the legend of the sand people that were slaughtered by an earlier Skywalker.
Yeah, from an earlier Skywalker.
Yeah, they hear there's another Skywalker in town, they'll start barking at each other and take off. And then they're gone.
Oh, man.
I'll take their imprecise blaster points with them.
Yeah.
I mean, every species that's native to Tatooine, because the first thing that the Jawas probably heard from those stormtroopers is, do you know where Luke Skywalker is? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
So the Jawas, the sand people... The humans on that planet, everybody is just anti-Skywalker on that planet, probably.
Well, even that one bar they went into, guys, like there was a big dust-up with dead amputations, and Greedo was killed. And
all related to Skywalker.
Nothing but trouble follows this guy everywhere. Now there's a new one that shows up in a ship that doesn't belong to her, that she just absconded with.
Yeah.
Whatever. How did she end up with a Millennium Falcon?
Well, I mean, that's the natural progression.
Does Chewie just have it on loan?
Yeah, Chewie doesn't care about the Falcon anymore.
So Chewie gets his medal, right?
Yeah, that's great. That's good.
Okay, so who's that? That's in-universe. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all that Miles Kanata would randomly, for no apparent reason, just walk up and say, here, you earned this. That's only the fans knew or understood that. Nobody in universe gets it.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's stupid. That's not good fan service when you do it that way.
No, that's a little much. Yeah, I mean, you know, unless Chewie had been complaining about it off screen.
Maybe that's all he ever said. Maybe, how would we know?
Yeah. I mean, maybe he complained
constantly
to Han Solo about not getting a medal also. Maybe that was like every time he had a chance to bring that up, it was sort of like his ongoing complaint.
Yeah. And so of course Leia would hear about it at some point. Like is he still griping about that medal?
Yeah.
What, Leia's carrying it around? Was that what holding it? Didn't she have it or something?
She probably had it. I mean, carrying it around. It
was
probably
on her deathbed.
In her personal
life. They showed a shot of her.
Yeah, that's just so we would have it later, not because it... I mean...
Right, of course.
I mean... Oh, God. It's like a... It's just awful.
I was terrible.
Kind of barren. I mean, I took my wife to see it.
Oh.
And I cringed through most of it because I knew what she was thinking. And it went off and she was laughing at it.
Oh, like, that's too bad.
Literally laughing at the movie. And she
like tears
like,
of
that,
joy?
That was,
like tears of
that was
like...
embarrassing. No, that's not what it was. She said, that is embarrassing. And I know it is.
Oh,
like, I'm ashamed to tell people, oh, yeah, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. They're like, really? Yikes. Are you a fan of... I couldn't think of a good one. But...
Battle Beyond the Stars.
You a fan of people taking a dump on your chest? Because that's the equivalent. Gosh. That's the Scheiser video equivalent of watching The Rise of Skywalker.
I did get to be in the room where she watched the last episode of Game of Thrones. And
oh.
At least she didn't care for it either.
Yeah, at least he knows how it feels to have followed a series. And, yeah,
right. No, everything that it's because writing has gone off a cliff.
I just think you're watching the wrong things.
I guarantee I am. I mean, it's all garbage.
Picard's pretty good.
Good Lord. Before we jump to that, let me tell you one other massive flaw with the Star Wars universe. And this isn't even a sequel problem. This is a George Lucas problem.
Mm-hmm.
So hyperspace. You can get from between the two farthest points in the galaxy. You can get there in a matter of hours, mm-hmm. like 15 hours, assuming the speeds, the hyperspace speeds that we have seen. You know, if we watch The Last Jedi, and then we compare that to the map in the Last Jedi visual dictionary of where all the planets are, the distance between the Resistance fleet fleeing the Supremacy and Cantonica or whatever the stupid planet name is, where Canto Bight is, that's like two-thirds of the way across the galaxy, and they go there and back quickly, all right? So if you can go from the diameter of the galaxy in a matter of hours, then there are no backwater worlds. There's nobody out of the reach of the entire might of a 1,000-ship fleet within like a few hours. So Star Wars is broken.
Well, is the issue
none of that world makes any sense?
Well, is the thing that makes something backwater how long it takes to get there, or is the thing that makes it backwater is because there's nothing else interesting anywhere remotely near it?
Well, but that's not how the map looks. I mean, the if you look at their silly little maps,
map.
I mean, they're all bunched together.
Who published
the neighborhood?
Map?
It's in the galactic neighborhood of Naboo.
Just wondering who published the map you're talking about.
It's DK.
Well, it's just in those. Yeah, it's some. It's
DK.
Some intern.
Okay. Well, then
yeah,
that's
it's
canon.
Some intern. Yes. Exactly.
That
that's
is
my
canon.
Point. It's canon.
It's canon. All right.
So, you know, at that speed, it's like it's more than 70. Million times the speed of light, okay, is how fast they travel. They
that's
can get
good.
To another galaxy. Another galaxy
good.
Is 2 weeks travel away.
Good.
Okay, it's like a drive across America, and they can be to another galaxy. But they don't.
So?
And none of that makes any sense. Now Star Man. Wars is broken
nah.
completely.
It's only broken to somebody that cares about that. Nobody cares about that.
Well, they should. People should start caring, or we'll continue to get garbage thrown at us like this. As long as
so
you don't care that you're being hit in the face with a pie, people keep slinging pies into your face. I'm saying, hey, wipe the cream out of your eyes, figure out what's going on, and stop accepting that life.
Yeah, but I mean, who cares if they could go through multiple galaxies? Like, it's a fantasy movie. Who cares?
I don't mind that they can. I mind that now. I mind that they don't. That the whole thing would be is a total sham if they can do all these things, but they don't.
Maybe they just like to stay around the house.
Maybe that's where the First Order came from. Maybe it came from a different
and
galaxy.
Let me, and hey, no, the they're... new Star Trek doesn't work so great anymore either. Because
oh, hey, so I have one more. I have one more Rise of Skywalker thing.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about Lando.
I mean,
oh,
who cares about Lando?
I liked Billy Dee in this movie.
He was good. Yeah, he was fun.
Yeah.
He had
he
more energy
not,
than
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah,
he
doesn't
was.
Give a good interview anymore. Like he's
nah,
a little feeble but he seemed like he was really enjoying being there.
He was much more engaged than I thought he would be.
Yeah, no, I liked him as well. And so one thing I was thinking about, sort of in world, is the reason that he had such joy on his face being back in the cockpit of the Falcon. Was that because he was reunited with L3?
Maybe so.
Could be.
Oh, I think he. Oh, that was maybe post. Him
post
smile,
hamburger.
Post
Royale.
Yeah, exactly.
He got back in the Falcon and.
Yeah.
Reconnected. Yeah.
Spent a little time in that coat closet he had. Cape.
That's
closet.
Right. Yeah, in his cape closet.
Put a little IO port for L whatever back there.
L3. Yeah. So, and then at the end of the movie, it was implied and later confirmed a connection between him and the young lady that and he has a conversation with.
Confirmed
that the girl was
because
his daughter.
Apparently,
for
20 years, the First Order was stealing every baby born across the galaxy.
Yeah,
war hero Lando Calrissian and the Republic, unfazed, didn't care, didn't do anything.
Well, he went with Luke to look for that wayfinder until the trail went cold, and then he just hung out there.
Yeah, he decided he liked that planet.
No, I'm not saying I'm not upset at him for not searching her out. I'm saying that apparently that was the thing that millions – I mean, I don't know how many people it took to crew this 1,000, 10,000, however many Star Destroyers there were out in the middle of nowhere, Exegol, which, as we've established, not out in the middle of nowhere, a few minutes away from every other populated planet in the galaxy. But the Republic didn't seem to care that all these people were being – the children were being taken. Nobody cared.
Well, they didn't know.
Well,
I think they knew. I think the word gets out.
If it's in a backwater planet, nobody really cares.
I mean,
well, then it took another 15 minutes for somebody to find out since they flew to another planet.
I mean, we, to this day, in our society, we still have human trafficking.
Yeah, we don't really do anything about it.
Human Trafficking Awareness Month. It's something we should do something about, but they're not able to stamp it out. I mean, they can barely keep a tight enough grip on their own systems to keep a few.
Well, I mean, if we've established that a lot of these stormtroopers were defecting and getting away, I think the word had gotten out that the First Order was doing this.
I'm sure. Oh, somebody knew.
They just weren't doing anything about it. All these stupid things had to happen for any of these movies to occur.
Well, my only question was, do we think that young woman was the love child of Lando and L3? That's all I was.
No,
I think she's got a robot parts.
No. No. And I don't even think that's really his daughter. That's not even
robot
his
lady parts.
Bob, perhaps.
We've been told in universe it works. So that's all
I think so.
Yeah, that's true.
Horrifying. What the Disney Star Wars should be erased. And does that mean I lose Rogue One, which I do love? I'll accept it.
Rogue One.
Throw the baby out with this bathwater. The bathwater stinks.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we're at a point now, since that Skywalker saga is over, that they can do whatever they want to now.
Maybe that we'll get that Rian Johnson trilogy that everybody's been clamoring
for. Well, it's going to be difficult when Kathleen's not over Star Wars anymore.
Yeah, when you get somebody who cares about the franchise,
I think
probably going to keep people who screwed it up away from it.
Probably Kevin Feige.
Like, even you have turned on The Last Jedi to some degree.
On The Last Jedi? Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of The Last Jedi.
And eventually, you'll come around on The Rise of Skywalker.
No, I had a lot of fun with The Rise of Skywalker.
Because it's worse.
Nah,
it's by every measure worse than The Last Jedi.
Nah, I had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was fun.
It's one of the worst movies of the last 1,000 years.
Well, that's a long time ago.
That's a long time.
You're going to back to like shadow puppets on a cave wall.
Oh yeah, no, I would. I think those were much better.
Some of the work of the ancient Chinese dynasties.
Yeah.
Shadow puppetry. To be fair, they were masters. I mean, of their art form. So
right.
No, I'm glad this Star Wars stuff is over for a while.
Well, there's still a lot of fun stuff this year, so I'm excited about this.
This year? What?
Well, I mean, you don't like the animated series, but I'm excited about the Clone Wars Season 7.
Is that the one where they cut a guy in half in a movie and then give him robot legs?
Yeah, he's got robot
together, legs. Or robot ass also, incidentally, and then put him back, and then he's like, oh, he's fine now.
Yeah,
that's why I don't care for the Star Wars cartoons.
The anime. And then we got Season 2 of The Mandalorian. We got Season 2.
Will that be this year?
Yeah, 20. Season 2? In the fall. Mm-hmm.
Fall? Okay.
Season 2 of... Oh, yeah. No, I do like Mandalorian. I'll give you that.
Yeah, so we got a couple good things. And there's a lot of really good books coming out, too.
Oh, I think you put Rhett to sleep.
You
wake up, Rhett.
Star Wars books are... man, I would let that Gina Carano kick me clear across the room, though, honestly.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
You let her, yeah.
Oh, just kick me right in the chest.
She's she's good in that. I mean, they give her exactly what she can handle.
Yeah, she's exactly what, which is fine.
It's know your limitations. Know your actor's limitations.
Yeah, she's fine. No, I like her. I'm glad she's getting that opportunity. She's been very humble about it.
Yeah.
And I think she's had a tough time getting some work.
It's a breath of fresh air.
And in Hollywood because of she's not built like the typical Hollywood starlet. And I think she's grateful that she's got that part, and I am too. I think she's great in it.
Yeah, it's exactly what, yeah, it's very, very good. There's a lot of great things coming out of The Mandalorian. So, I mean, we'll see.
Better world building than we're getting out of than we got out of them. I mean, I mean that. That's not even a, like, I'm not trying to throw a barb there. Yeah. I really think so. I mean, you know, I liked in the first episode of Mandalorian, they would say things like fob and chain code. And they said Camtono, I think, and all these words that we didn't, like, they don't mean anything to us in that context, but we're still able to put it together. And then they explain them later on. And, like, I liked that. I liked the world building that we got.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and they didn't go too far with it, so it was fine. It was,
I mean, look, I think the cartoon Darksaber was a little bit silly, but.
Well, you would like that. You would like some of the Clone Wars if you gave it a chance.
I liked some of the Clone Wars. I don't think I would like Rebels very much, though.
Oh, Rebels is pretty good too. There was a lot of interesting things that happened in Rebels. But it was like more based on like the different stuff with the Force. There's a lot of interesting things. The Bindu was there.
Yeah.
All powerful being that was sort of in between. He's neither dark nor light. There's a lot of world between worlds and a lot of Ahsoka. She's back in that. Spoiler alert if you didn't watch Rebels. Ahsoka is going to be the future of Star Wars, probably.
Yeah, maybe. I hope they get Brie Larson to play her.
Gosh, that'd be horrible. It really would be. I hope that doesn't happen.
Anyway, so I think Star Wars is terrible. Well, the point here is, and I think it's awful, I think that movie is just an absolute embarrassment to everyone involved. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's over.
You're glad?
And I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk about Star Wars anymore.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I don't know why we do this podcast then.
Oh, no. Definitely no idea there.
Oh gosh! Well,
can we just make it a Star Trek focused podcast? Because I have a lot of opinions about it too.
I don't know enough about Star Trek to.
Oh, then you're in luck. You could write for the show then.
Even though I'm enjoying Picard, but the only reason I think I'm enjoying Picard is because I don't know anything about Star Trek.
Right. Well, so neither do they. No, it's right in your. No, I'm sure it would be. It works fine unless you try to make it fit into the Star Trek universe. Yeah. And then it's a total. It's a shambles.
Yeah.
But. Do you give JJ any slack, at least for Star Trek, because he was hamstrung by the licensing restrictions?
No, I don't. But no, because you can still write it in a way that's not just stupid crap. Right. I mean, that's the problem. There's the licensing restriction is not what caused a supernova across the galaxy to destroy the Romulan homeworld. That is not how any of that works. That's not a licensing problem. That is a writing problem.
Okay. That's fair.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And now the Romulans are displaced and they're refugees all throughout Star Trek. Hey, I don't know if you've seen a canon Star Trek map of the galaxy, but the Romulans had dozens and dozens of colony worlds. They got plenty of places to live. It was the I don't know if you remember this, the Romulan Empire. Wasn't the Romulan planet.
Right, yeah.
So we just ignore that for the sake of, well, I want to tell this story. Okay, well, you can't tell that story because that's not how any of this works. I'm going to tell it anyway. All right. Well,
maybe they were all on the home world for like a big convention.
You know what? Let's go with that. that was a, it was like homecoming.
It was like a big homecoming.
It was decoration at the Romulan Cemetery, and everybody brought their flowers and fried chicken, and they were all on the planet. Right then. Also, they knew it was coming, but they were like, hey, we got to get these flowers out on the grave.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes it's more important to honor the dead, even though you know
also,
you're about to die.
In the alternate license Star Trek, you know how they can transport you from anywhere to anywhere whenever they want, right? You don't have to be on the pad anymore,
right?
Like in the original. Okay. If that were the case, if that were – that changes everything about that entire universe. Everything about combat and daily life would be around how can I keep from being transported into the middle of space while I'm having a conversation. Like you could argue with somebody over the price of a pair of pants, and they'd be like, you know what, screw you. And then they transport you to the middle of the sun, and
well,
you're done.
It's a good thing there's no money in there.
Whatever, yeah. You pulled out in front of me. Oh, yeah, well, screw you. And now you live in the side of this mountain.
I thought that they still had to be able to get a lock on a person, though. I mean, there's got to be.
Apparently easy enough to do. They do it all the time. These Romulans were popping in and out of they just popped right into this girl's house in Picard.
Oh, yeah. Those are some.
Right into the house.
Those are some bad A Romulans right
Nobody
there.
Is safe anyway.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
That's right.
Everything is dependent on that. One thing. Everything in the world changes based on the fact that anybody can show up in your house at any moment.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice
it's
that they
crap.
Made with that.
It's crap.
I'm not really.
Also, so this little girl. Hey, Picard spoilers.
This is a little bit. Be careful with the spoilers on Picard.
Oh, who cares? Nobody's watching CBS All Access.
I love CBS All Access.
There are 50 people in the world who have access, who have CBS All Access.
I utilize
none of them
CBS.
Except for you will ever hear this podcast. Like, what are the chances? Very remote. So this girl, totally human body.
She's important, though.
Indistinguishable from anything else. Human body, positronic brain, right?
Yeah.
She can jump 40 feet.
Yes.
How does that work? How does your brain make you jump 40 feet?
Oh, the brain makes it real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but her bones would still shatter when they hit the ground.
No, I don't know. I thought that she was more machine than man.
Totally human, positronic brain.
Maybe the positrons are sort of like probiotics.
Oh, yeah.
She's got good system.
Wow, she has remarkable gut health. Yeah, she can jump 40 feet.
Her bones can withstand the impact.
I mean, in her defense,
I'm gonna start eating yogurt.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I can fly across the buildings.
In her defense, that she was jumping from low ground to high ground, so the impact would not be as substantial.
Oh, she leapt up the stairs.
Yeah, she leapt up a flight of stairs. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe the impact.
Hey, remember when the 97-year-old Picard was blown 30 feet by an explosion, and then while on the roof of a building at Starfleet Academy, and
did he land on his back?
He landed on his hip.
Yeah,
and then he just woke up in his vineyard in France, and he's fine.
Well, they just beamed.
Like, how'd he get there?
They beamed him. We explained all that.
Well, you know what? Maybe they beamed him right before he hit the ground.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done.
That's what they did.
They were locked on to him.
They locked on. Beamed him out. Straight
gosh.
To the couch.
It's broken. Anything that Alex Kurtzman touches is garbage.
Oh, man. You're reaching there.
Did you enjoy The Mummy? Did you enjoy it?
I thought the first one was fine.
Not Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser mummy was fine. The very first one.
That's the one we're talking about.
It's Shawshank compared to the other one.
That's right, yeah. Sony's, what are they going to call it?
The Dark Universe.
Yeah, that's because it's dark. They turned the lights right out on it.
D-U-C-U. Dooku.
D-U-C-U. Oh gosh.
Anyway, I'm angry at piss poor rioting, and that's almost all we get anymore. Why doesn't that bother?
It makes
everybody?
Me nervous for Westworld season 3. Like, if it has anything wrong with it at all, you're just going to hate it.
Oh, I'm starting to struggle. Look, you're right. Like, I'm struggling with that now because everywhere I look, it's like I've had this awakening, and all I see are plot holes everywhere.
There's an it's awakening. Like Have you felt it?
Like that dagger. Think about that dagger.
The Sith dagger.
It has to. It only works if you stand in this one spot in all the universe, and it's totally dependent on the monstrous waves of this. That have battered this thing for decades, that they haven't changed it at all. No erosion. nothing that could possibly change the position of that is a totally. It's totally dependent on.
Well,
that.
And you have to make sure you face it the right way.
Right. I'm looking. I'm standing in just the right spot. Look, who made that?
It was just,
why?
It was
and why
just
did
an
you
homage
give it to somebody,
Goonies.
And then they use like, oh, this is the only way to use it, and then you're just stabbing people with it.
It was just an homage to Goonies. That's all the only reason they did that.
That movie is terrible. It's one of the worst things there has ever been. Literally every single scene has something shockingly wrong with it. Not one scene anybody can point to and say, you know what, we're in the clear. This one kind of makes sense.
I do like Adam Driver's portrayal of Ben.
I thought he was good.
Oh, for the few moments that he. Here, if you want the script that he worked off of as Ben Sky, Ben Solo, ow. That's all he got.
Ow. I heard they cut. I heard that he did have some lines that were cut.
Maybe.
Or he just says, "This hurts." Ow. Maybe it was like,
"This
just,
hurts."
This hurts. Ow. Right.
And oh man, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10 million. How big of a letdown were the Knights of Ren? The correct answer is 10 million, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't.
They don't even have. They don't have ranged weapons.
Well, they're close combat fighters.
So, how did they capture Chewbacca, who was carrying a ranged weapon? Why didn't he just shoot these guys holding sticks?
I mean, they're well trained in the art of dodging laser blasts.
And does Finn utterly lack object permanence? That he doesn't know which ship he got in from 30 feet away?
I mean,
it's possible. He was injured at the end of Last Jedi.
Yeah,
he might have been.
Oh, maybe he took a ball up on the head.
Yeah.
I mean, his back was sliced open.
If they know Chewbacca is there and they see that he just walked out of Ochi's ship. Why did they? That is on a ledge, absolutely visible to everyone within 100 miles, and also untouched for a decade. Okay, why did they just leave? If that was clearly the group they were looking for, why did they leave without them? They were 30 feet away.
I guess they figured that only Chewie survived, and the rest they got sucked in by quicksand.
Yeah.
Except the ship, somebody turned the engines on. In that ship.
Chewie was just warming it up and went out to pee before he.
Yeah, they turned. Okay. They came on after he was out.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. It makes me sad. It makes me sad that I ever spent any time or money on Star Wars.
Oh, you spent a lot of money on Star Wars.
Oh, a lot of money on Star Wars.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, a lot.
Well, you know, there's always. I don't know.
I don't know how anybody can sleep with themselves, sleep at night, and know that that's out there.
No,
I
it's
just,
fine.
I don't know.
No, it's fine. I'm.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a job. You just do the best you can. And
I still love it.
Well, that's the best they can do.
Go home.
I mean, if that's the best you can do on a job, you need another job.
I mean, they didn't have much time. It was sort of a crunched. Everything was like, when they fired Trevorrow, they're not going to use his script.
Well, he quit because
no, he got
the
fired.
Corner he was painted in.
Yep. They wouldn't. Kathleen Kennedy refused to change the end of to change Leia's fate in The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
So because, he was, yeah. And he was stuck.
Yeah, because like, he said, "Well, look, to, you know, Last Jedi is not.
How am I supposed to make a movie with her? She not. She doesn't exist
Carrie
anymore.
Carrie Fisher passed away. This is horrible. But The Last Jedi doesn't come out for a year, so we just need to change it where Luke
yeah,
still
maybe,
can do his
maybe
thing.
Maybe that part where you blew her out into space. Maybe
yeah.
you just let her stay there."
Right, right.
Instead of float back like Mary Poppins.
Well,
and then Kylo's got the sort of double whammy of having
killed
both
of
his parents. Yeah,
that would have been
keep
almost
Luke alive, and then Luke is alive to.
Yeah, to do something,
there.
To yep. do anything,
anything
to do anything,
anything, one
At
thing,
all. Just one thing.
You no, know, remember he inspired that group
That's
of
right.
slave children that
That's
Rose
right.
and Finn did not free.
That's right.
Also, remember when he scuttled the X-wing and. And I don't know if you remember the door to his hut, but I believe it was a panel from the X-Wing. Then he just, but now it's fine.
It's
now it's fine.
Yeah.
It's been in the bottom of the ocean for 10 years. It's fine now.
Well, you know, we really? Don't know that technology. I mean, maybe it is fine. Maybe it can be underwater for a little while. Who knows?
But he specifically, if he could fly in it, why didn't he? Why did he kill himself, projected himself across the galaxy, if he could have just flown there in a few minutes?
Because then he wouldn't have had the satisfaction of Ben realizing it was an illusion, and
yeah.
he wouldn't get to really kill
I mean,
him.
I don't know. That's going a long way for a joke.
It is. Yeah, it is. He went all the way. He did.
I mean, he was committed. He was committed.
Yeah, that's commitment to the joke.
You gotta be. You gotta be committed to the joke.
He sold it.
Yeah.
Even his robotic arm passed on it.
Yeah, he was so
into the
goodness gracious.
Well,
also,
I mean, I think
what's
the lesson
in living or dying, if you can be dead and then continue to grasp corporeal things.
When he catches the lightsaber.
Yeah, and yeah. shoot lightning out of the sky, move things with your brain. Then what's, I mean, there's really no downside to dying at all.
He might have just, you know, his knees were bothering him. He's getting older. He probably just figured.
Yeah, he'd be better if I was a ghost.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd stop getting worse at least.
That's right. Maybe he was hoping he would reappear again as like Jedi Knight Luke. Back in, you know, because Anakin got a de-aged for his reappearance.
You think Ghost Luke goes and milks that sea cow?
He might.
He did seem to enjoy it.
He did, yeah.
I mean, maybe it's really good milk.
Unless those Jim Henson characters take care of it. I mean, those sea cows are going to get utter disease, or what do you call it when they...
Oh, I don't know.
Utter nonsense.
Utter nonsense.
From not being milked.
Yeah. That does. Well, I don't know. I mean, do they lactate all the time, or was that did that thing have a child that it needed to feed that Luke kind of butted in on?
Well, it's not like he was taking that much milk.
I mean, animals don't lactate 100% of the time, generally.
I don't know.
And they can sort of be like a wet nurse.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, we milk. We have dairy cows. And
well, but we keep them pregnant all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, obviously. So that's obviously what Luke was doing, his little sea cow husbandry there on the island.
That's a movie we need. Star Wars Sea Cow Husbandry.
I'd go, you know,
maybe
I'd go
we'll
see
get
that
a
one.
DK book on it at least.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they can put
animal, they can put, how to milk the creatures of the Star Wars galaxy.
They can put Star Wars in front of anything, and I'll go watch it. I don't care.
Clearly. That's what they were counting on when they crapped out the Rise of Skywalker. They were like, all we got to do is slap a name, slap the name on this, and people will show up. They did. Hell, I did. I've seen it three times.
Well, I mean, I would say that the box office reflects that people saw this thing multiple times. So there's obviously a lot of people that have enjoyed it. So, because you don't get to 1 billion with one viewing per person. I mean, that's multiple.
Well,
that's multiple do the math viewings. On that.
I think we can get there.
I don't think we can because we don't know how many tickets, we don't know how many people saw it. You can't get there.
Well, yeah, but
we just
know, say
you just have an average ticket price.
Yeah, I think we could get there. And it only made, well, it made less than 500 million in the U.S., right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
That's sad.
Well, people don't see movies anymore in the U.S. There's too many streaming services.
Well, look, I think it's worth discussing the possibility that Disney Plus will ultimately hold box office numbers down for Disney movies, because people with a subscription know that they're going to have, you know, paid for access to it.
It's a slippery slope.
In the comfort of their own home soon.
What's the break even?
You've got a big family. You've got, you know, 3 or 4 kids. And you don't want to pay for the tickets to the movie. You're already paying for Disney Plus. Hey, kids, wait 3 months or, you know, 4 months or whatever, and it'll be on TV. I think that will depress box office for Disney movies.
I think.
That's possible.
That's
possible.
I think that's
I'm sure that's a
logical
consideration.
I'm sure that, well,
and I've seen some articles suggesting that is it possible that Disney is wanting out of the movie game altogether, and that's the point of Disney Plus, where they are now no longer beholden to
the
theaters, paying them a giant percentage of it. No. Now I've got you on the hook $7 a month forever.
Well, that's a good question. Is if it's really that much of a loss for them, if they can get the subscriber numbers up?
Yep. Do they just start to forego
theatrical?
You know, I think, you know, especially this Obi-Wan thing. So Kathleen Kennedy, you know, she's already screwed Obi-Wan Kenobi up too. Just everything she touches turns to garbage. So they're talking about maybe repurposing it. It's possibly being repurposed into a movie instead of a series. The series order got reduced from 6 to 4, and now it's possibly being repurposed as a movie. Maybe you only release that on Disney Plus.
I mean, that's a possibility. Sure.
I think that's a very interesting possibility, because that will drive subscribers to it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just.
And you're not splitting the profits with the theater.
And you don't have egg on your face, because you don't ever have to reveal how many people watched it.
That's right. You never reveal numbers on it, instead of having that glaring box office, you know.
Solo.
The Solo. First Star Wars movie to lose money.
Yep.
Well, I don't think it lost money.
It lost money. It lost close to $100 million.
Nah, they never reported that. I don't think it lost money.
No, they're not going to do an announcement about it. There's no press release.
Congratulations.
That's right. Disney.
They have to report the numbers.
Pictures is proud to. No.
I mean, the production budget where they you mean the production budget where they shot it twice, and then made and then it made like $100 million. How much did that movie make domestically? Next to nothing.
Norbit. It was more than you are remembering. You're misremembering.
It wasn't enough to make its budget and marketing back.
Good Lord. Total worldwide gross, $393 million.
That's pretty low. That's pretty low.
There is zero chance that they did not.
How much money did Solo lose? Wall Street suggests more than $50 million.
Other
industry financing sources suggest up to $80 million.
That's a drop in the pan. It's not that bad.
And well, they also, but that's not the way they make their money anyway. They make their money off merchandising. And I don't know how many people have snatched up the Kira figures.
Yeah, I think I've got one. But
well, I'm just kidding.
I'm here. Nobody would buy that. Not even I would buy a Kira figure.
Will she ever work again, by the way, now that she doesn't have the
One can only hope Game that she doesn't. One can only hope that she doesn't.
I don't think she's very good.
She was in some rom-com over the Christmas season. But
yeah, that's right.
Well, it's not like the materials she had to work with in the last few years has been.
No,
she was always... She was never that good either, but she was the weak point in Solo.
Yeah, she was pretty. I mean, I think anything that she was in she was the weak point in. I mean, she was pretty bad in that Terminator film that she was in.
Yeah. She,
Game of Thrones, she certainly wasn't the high point of Game of Thrones. But she's a beloved character, though. So, yeah. I mean, she made her career basically with Game of Thrones, then she'll be in a couple other things from I don't know. What's her name? Let's see what she's
got.
I have
no idea.
What is her name?
No idea.
I'll have to get there a different way then. Amelia Clark. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's her next.
Her next big outing. Let's see what she's got. Let's see what she's got coming out. Nothing in 2020 at all. Yikes.
She's taking a break.
Maybe she's going to throw in some acting lessons, I heard.
Could be. She's in something called Above Suspicion that is the story that led to the first conviction for murder of an FBI agent. Interesting.
Is that a TV movie?
No, Johnny Knoxville's in it.
That sounds like a TV movie.
Oh, man, this cast is a cat. Thora Birch. That's a name you haven't heard since the 90s.
This is a TV movie.
You got Johnny Knoxville.
Is this a TNT original?
No, it's not. It's I don't think it ever actually came out.
This is like a Saturday night on the USA Network.
Is this on? Maybe it's a streaming service. Maybe it's
it's
Quibi? Is this Quibi?
Chortle?
It's probably. It never came out in the United States.
Cracker. I think it's Cracker.
Cracker. Yeah. Let's see. She doesn't have anything coming out in 2020. It looks like that's interesting. Mm-hmm. She is taking a little bit of a break. I'm sure they'll get her into a Marvel film.
I'm sure it's her and not every casting agent on the planet that's giving her a break.
She'll be in a Marvel movie. Everybody is. She'll be in one eventually. Ugh. She'll be in Vin Diesel.
Look, it's only a matter of time before Marvel goes down this same road of garbage.
It worries me. I would say that this. I think Black Widow looks like it'll be good, but the whole Eternals thing worries me. But again, I mean, their track record's there, so maybe it'll be really good, but I don't know. It just, the cast is not strong for the Eternals.
Right, yeah, none of it feels inspired.
Yeah, it's...
Guardians was their first massive risk, right?
Yeah, probably.
Chris Pratt was beginning to be, I mean, he was at least kind of beloved, even at that point.
Even at that point, yeah.
Bradley Cooper as the voice, I know still just a voice work, but that's a pretty big deal. Everything worked. Like everything just clicked with that. And you kind of knew when they announced the cast that it would. And I've not gotten any kind of feeling that this is going down the right road when I hear about it.
Well, everything that I hear about it, that just the few interviews that have been done with, I think, Kumail Nanjiani has said some stuff about it because he's out there doing stuff for that movie he's got coming out. But saying that it's like it spans 1,000 years, like events are spanning 1,000 years. So I just don't. That seems like it's too much.
Sounds like a lot, yeah.
It's just, I don't know. And if Angelina Jolie is supposed to be the box office draw, I just don't know. I mean, Marvel, I guess, is the box office draw, not necessarily the cast, but still, it helps to have somebody pretty big.
Sure,
I don't think I think Maleficent, the sequel to Maleficent, can show you that Angelina Jolie's not the box office draw that she once was, if she ever was.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if she ever drove a lot of butts in seats, but
yeah, I don't know. And then, I mean, you've
unless
got
she makes Gia 2.
Well, it could be, but and then you've got two of the
Original Sin 2. I'd watch that.
I'm sure you would.
What would they title that one? Unoriginal Sin? I don't know.
Not so original
still,
sin.
Still original. Yeah, still original. Yeah. No, it's I guess it's not a
it's not so original formerly anymore.
More original sin. What? I don't know.
Oh God. All right, I think I'm exhausted, and we've exhausted what we can with this Star Wars bash.
And really, probably anyone's goodwill.
Yeah, this could be the last episode. I mean,
it probably should be.
Tommy.
Well, none of us play this dumb game anymore. I hate Star Wars. I'm embarrassed to talk about it. What else is there to do here?
Well, I don't know.
I don't even remember the taste of vanity. Todd McManity killed himself after he saw the movie. He knew that even the Topps app, he couldn't even make money off of that thing anymore. Nobody's going to care about any of these. Who's hoarding the Janna character? Oh, I'm hoarding. Allegiant Admiral Pride or whatever crap title that was. What does that even mean? Let's just pull words out of thin air and stick them together.
Allegiant.
It was Allegiant. Allegiant. What was it? It was something like that. Right? I think it was a title.
I mean, Allegiant Rear Admiral. I don't know what.
It was just terrible.
You've got Babu Frick. There's people hoarding bottles.
Oh, I bet. You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm the only one that opened. Well, Michael, you said you still open it.
I mean, I've done that one time this year.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to do a set, but today was the last day. The card was supposed to drop, and they put up the news announcement for it. But the pack has never appeared in the store. So
yeah, they're having so many issues with it. It's not even fun. I mean, it's like if you follow them on social media, it's like they're apologizing every day for something.
I think they're trying to be more transparent about issues, but it just shows how many problems they have.
I think Nate has probably left the company at this point and just wiped his hands of the whole thing. I mean, when your IT department can't even fix the issues, then
moved on to greener pastures.
He's moved on to kitty cards or whatever that other crap is. Quid.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Quid is still very much a thing.
Do you do it? Still have quid?
I just follow people that talk about it.
What was the one? Did you say there was one that you deleted recently after?
I wish it was Star Wars. I don't know. I don't know which one.
It seemed like today you said there's one you deleted, but I don't know, after the update.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars, I don't like the update at all, but
yeah.
Marvel, I mean, I was on the Marvel app for a little while, but it's the same garbage. It's the same interface that I'm just not a huge fan of.
Yeah.
But anyways.
That makes sense.
All right, well, I think we've lost Rhett, so...
Oh, yeah, he's checked out. All right, well, thanks, everyone, for listening. If you would like to hear future episodes, let us know. It's the only thing that's going to get Michael back, for sure.
In fact, suggest things that we could cover. What can we transition to now that we've exhausted everything that we know about this stuff? What could we possibly talk about? What would anybody even want to hear us talk about?
Yeah.
I can't imagine there's anything.
Well, it's tough. Yeah. I mean, when we have no joy, it's tough for people to want to listen to that.
No, I don't. I don't have joy anymore. If I were Marie Kondo, I would throw Star Wars out.
Wow.
It doesn't spark joy for me anymore.
That's too bad.
Yeah. It is. It is. Well, we're on Twitter still, CT_ Illuminati.
That's right.
And feedback is welcome. Your angry tweets asking when we're going to show back up do make a difference.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, next time you'll know better. This is what you get.
That's right.
Maybe suggest a name. What should the C and the T stand for?
That's right, yeah. We'll
That'd be fun. That'd be fun to hear what you would suggest.
Yeah. Well, Michael, Brett, thank you all for being here.
Hey, thank you.
No, thank you.
Doctor. Well, you're welcome. All right, and we'll see y'all later.
Later.